Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See, we had Antonio. Now we got PYT. It is officially Friday. It ain't Friday till those two things happen on this show. Mm-hmm. Now you can go ahead and carry on as you were. It's Friday.
As you were.
Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
And at the purgatory of NBA continues tonight and then tomorrow the playoffs.
About time.
Because this playing stuff is for the birds. But tonight, you know, tonight it means a little bit more because somebody is actually definitely going home.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the first round, it all depends. Somebody's going home tonight. Somebody's going to become the eighth seed. I think out of these four teams, is there a team that you think is the best eighth seed out of them all? The best team remaining out of these four?
I don't know.
What I mean is a team that actually has a fighting chance to win in the first round.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think this is just.
So no one's going to beat the Cavs and no one's going to beat the Thunder that's remaining.
I don't see that. I'm honestly.
Come on, you got to say the Knicks. Come on.
They're not an eight seed.
Come on. No, I'm just saying. He said, do you think anybody could be?
No, out of the four remaining today.
By the way, the only one that could, and it's not happening, is the Grizzlies.
That's where I am.
But it's not happening.
Why won't it happen?
Because, first off, they're banged up, and then they're going to get the luxury of facing the Thunder. And they don't want any parts of that smoke. Not right now with how the Grizzlies season kind of fizzled out a little bit with throwing grenades into the crowd and all the other nonsense that went on.
Is that?
But Ed,
you know they're 14 games over 500 though.
They're a good team. They're just not good enough to beat OKC in a series.
I think they have a legitimate shot.
20 games behind the Thunder though.
I think they got a legitimate shot. I think they're a good basketball team.
They are. They're just not as good as the Thunder.
Okay.
Well, that's why I said that's the answer. But in my mind, it's not because I don't see them beating the Thunder. Like we've seen some eights beat ones. A lot of times they were in shorter series.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen the Nuggets. Remember when they had Mutombo and he's sitting there holding the ball after they knocked off the Supersonics? He's on the ground. Like, that was a cool moment.
The first year they moved it to seven, wasn't that, and I know I'm just, these are things that I remember. Wasn't that the year that the Lakers had a horrible regular season and they were eight seed and out of nowhere.
They made a run?
They made it best of seven. It wasn't a thing before the season started. Like, out of nowhere in the middle of the year, I think they made it the best of seven for the first round.
I don't remember when they did it. I know that it's kind of fluctuated back and forth. But yeah, look, it's when you have a series, you really have to get hot or just have the right matchup. And sometimes that's what it's about. I remember when the Mavericks were the best team in basketball with Dirk. And they got swept by the Golden State Warriors, who weren't good at that point in time. This isn't the Steph Curry Warriors and all that nonsense. They got swept by them, not only in the playoffs, but in the regular season. They went 0-4 against them. And you're going, how does that even happen? Sometimes it's just a bad matchup for you. Maybe that's the case for Milwaukee when they face Indiana. It sounds like Damian Lillard's going to play in the postseason. So that's good news for Milwaukee. But I think Indiana's had their number. And Ed, I wanted to ask you, for this Knicks game, is it appointment setting for you? Do you still have that draw and desire?
Absolutely. Like, okay. Yes, sure. All right. No, look, I've been a Knicks fan since I'm a little boy. I mean, I'm excited that they're relevant again.
Well, I figured you're
very excited about
again.
This.
Like I know you the teams that you like and you enjoy. I just didn't know if getting to the first round of the playoffs facing the Pistons. If you're like, oh, I got to see game one.
Getting to the first round of the playoffs is a huge feat for this team over the last 20 years. I'm thrilled that seriously, it's like it's a big deal. You know, you talk about long-suffering Orioles fans, long-suffering pick-a-team fans, Lions fans now have a team. Seeing the Knicks actually, being near the top of the East is a big deal for me, so I'm really excited about it.
It was actually 0-3, and the Lakers were a 5 seed that year.
Does it bother nobody else but me that 3 of the 4 teams playing tonight have losing records?
I hate it. It's
ridiculous. Well,
as I said the other day, there's one team in the NBA that did not make the lottery and did not make the playoffs. It's the Phoenix Suns. They were so bad, but they were just good enough to miss out on having a chance at the lottery, which they wouldn't have had great odds. They'd be picking 12th or something. But what an abysmal season for them. They fired their coach. The ownership's been getting blasted. They're talking about trading Kevin Durant.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. But I did want to point this out. The Nuggets are only 2.5-point favorites over the Clippers. I wanted to jump through my TV and punch Kawhi Leonard in the face the other day when he played almost 40 minutes. You can do it all the time! It's crap with him playing 25 minutes. Oh, you're going to take the day off. Is he going to take the days off in the postseason? Nope. You know why? Because he's fine to play those games. Well, I hate it, man.
Well, he wouldn't be fine to play the playoff games if he didn't take load management during the regular season.
You know what?
You're not looking at it the right way.
Yeah, I'm just short-term thinking for me, not the long-term.
Come on, man. You know how that works.
But the Nuggets are only 2.5-point favorites over them. You have Milwaukee, Indiana tomorrow. I think the one that everybody wants to see is the Wolves and the Lakers. I, for one, wouldn't be surprised if the Wolves knocked off the Lakers. I don't think it happens, but it wouldn't shock me. And I think the Knicks roll in game one, by the way. So that would be the Knicks are going to be a top play for me tomorrow.
So wait a minute. The Wolves knocking off the Lakers for game one or for the series?
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them in the series. Right now, the Lakers are 4.5-point favorite.
You don't
know. Well, I mean, I probably don't. I don't want them to lose. I want to see Luka continue to play. I want the Mavericks to sit at home and watch him make a run to the championship. I ain't never rooted for the Lakers.
What
in my
has
life.
To happen for the Mavericks to face the Lakers?
Oh, they would have to make a run in the postseason.
I mean, is that one round?
It's so the Lakers are the 3 seed. The Mavericks, if they win, would be playing the 1 seed. They'd have to get to the Western Conference Finals.
And that's not going to happen. So forget it.
But is there? I know we've kind of talked about it. I think the Thunder's winning it all. I think they face the Cavs personally, and I'm not trying to be all chalk. But I'm wondering the Celtics injuries. Celtics to me are the best team, but in the Eastern Conference. But the Cavs have beaten them. Most of the times they played them, they just match up well with them.
Yeah, but that would be an Eastern Conference Finals, and that's best of 7, and I'm going with the C's, man.
I'm fine with that.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.